Welcome to the Village Kids 2021 Advent Podcast, where we make kid disciples who go, grow, and overcome.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast 2021, where we are going to be talking about the names of Jesus. Today I have with me a very special guest, and I'm going to let her introduce herself. Special guest, what is your first name?
Chloe.
And what grade are you in, Chloe?
Second.
Do you enjoy second grade?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing so far about second grade?
Snack.
You are a girl after my own heart. I love snack time too. I still love it as an adult. What's your if you could have one snack that was just like the best snack for the day, what would it be?
Chocolate.
We were just talking about chocolate before we press record, weren't we? It's a good, good snack food. I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. All right. So, Chloe, what are you looking forward to most about Christmas this year?
Getting presents and playing in the snow.
Oh, are you a snow girl? Yeah. Do you like to do, like, snow angels, or do you like to, like, build a snowman? What do you like to do?
Both.
Both? Those are pretty fun things. I grew up in California, so I don't love the snow, but my kids love the snow, so they'll be right there with you. What is the name of Jesus that you are going to share with us today?
Glory of the Lord.
The glory of the Lord. Miss Chloe, what does this name mean?
The majesty and power or honor of Yahweh, that he would show his power and keep his promise by freeing his people from their enemies. And freeing them from their captivity in Babylon. But his majesty and power can be seen even better when Jesus comes as the Messiah to save all people from their sin. And through Jesus, the glory of the Lord is shown to the whole world. Jesus is the majesty, power, and honor of the Lord.
He absolutely is, isn't he? So you gave us a little bit of a definition about what does that name mean, right? Like, why does he have that name? I love the explanation you just gave. And it's because he came, right? And everyone was going to see through him what God was up to, what God was doing in the story, right, of humanity and what he was doing in all of the Bible so far. And they were going to see that Jesus was the glory of the Lord. And I love that this is the first day of the podcast, and this is exactly what we want people to walk away with, right? We want them to see that as we talk about in the next couple of days, just who is Jesus? He is pointing back to the Lord, and he is the glory of the Lord. Where is this name referenced?
Isaiah 40, verse 5.
And can you share that verse with us?
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Right. And so he's saying, the Lord is saying, this is what I'm going to show you, right? I'm going to show you this person of Jesus. We're going to find out later that he's God's son, right? And the way the whole Christmas story unfolds. And he is showing us, he's revealing to us the glory of the Lord. Can you tell us a story from the scriptures that shows us how this name of Jesus is true, or maybe why he has this name?
We see the glory of the Lord when the Israelites were in the wilderness, guided by the pillar of cloud and fire.
We did. We saw him there too, right? And as we see Jesus and we meet Jesus in the Gospels, we continue to see him there too, showing us that he is using God's power, that God's power is reigning in him, and that it is landed on him. We had a fun time this summer, right? Through VBS and our time together in Village Kids, talking about that time, right, where Moses was in the wilderness and how he got to see the glory of the Lord show him again and again and again. Can you tell me about a time in your life, or maybe in the life of your family, when you saw this character of Jesus kind of come to be?
When my brother Jaden shares with me.
When your brother Jaden shares with you, you see the glory of the Lord. Because that's the only way that he'd have that strength to be able to share with you, or what do we think about that? Does he have a hard time sharing, or is he a good share?
A good share.
He's a good share? That's great. Are you a good share too? Yeah. It's pretty fun to be a good sharer, don't you think? Yeah, it like makes other people happy. So you see the glory of the Lord when your brother shares with you. I love that. What is your favorite thing about Jesus?
That he died on the cross and paid the penalty for our sin.
And that's something that you personally have believed in? Yeah, So you love that he kind of, honestly, that's kind of like he was the glory of the Lord, right? That's the whole point, is the beginning of our salvation story is when he died on the cross, was buried, and then rose again and ascended into heaven. And he took our sins and he paid for them. I'm glad that you've made that choice. And I hope that everyone, even today, listening to this podcast, as we start off our time in Advent, knows that what we are exploring, just who is Jesus, so that we can end up seeing at the very end, he is our Savior, right? And he has come to be the glory of the Lord and to take our sin upon himself and free us from that. I love that you love that about Jesus. I'm going to read today's Advent passage, Isaiah 40, verses 1 through 5. "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended and her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become a level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Chloe, will you close us in prayer?
Dear Jesus, I pray that we would learn about you and obey you and be patient, and that you would defeat Satan. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for helping us open this podcast, Miss Chloe. Can you wish everyone listening today a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right. Till next time.